With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the Waiver Wire Show. I am Eric Vanek. You can follow me at Eric Vanek NFL on X. You can also follow my show at America's Game Pod on X as well. And we are back here for the Waiver Wire for week five for you guys this week. Already into week five, already a month into the season. So pretty cool getting down there. Had some more injuries this week, so we'll go over that here in a second. But yeah, make sure you guys check out your podcast formats. Make sure you guys give us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And if you're watching this on the YouTube, make sure you guys like and subscribe on the YouTube channel as well. That helps us out quite a bit. Today, I'm going to be going over my week four takeaways. What were the injuries? Who do we need to be looking to pick up in our redraft leagues and as well as our deep dynasty leagues? One other quick thing, we are recording this before Monday Night Football. So if anything does happen tonight, in the Monday Night Football game, injury-wise, it won't be on this podcast. So just a fair warning on that. So with this week, bye weeks finally start to kick in. We got four teams that'll be on bye for week five. That is Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, and Pittsburgh coming up this week. So if you have any of those guys, you're going to have to make alternate plans this week. So let's get into the injuries. One quarterback injury this week, and that happened to be Lamar Jackson. So with Lamar Jackson, we ended up losing him maybe for a week. We'll have to find out. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, he was faking it. He just rage quit, whatever. I don't know exactly what happened there with Lamar Jackson, but it was a hamstring injury. We're just going to have to monitor his practice status throughout the week and see what happens there. Next guy up here is going to be the running back spot, and he's on a bye this week, but I did want to bring him up at least, and that is Jaylen Warren. So Jaylen Warren was a surprise inactive with a knee injury. They didn't really end up needing him. They won the game anyways behind Kenny Gainwell, but we're going to need to monitor his status. But I would think coming off of the bye, he should be good to go, but just kind of wanted to monitor him. Next guy up is going to be Miles Sanders, who got hurt in the Sunday evening game, suffered an ankle injury in the second quarter and did not return. Could that mean Jaden Blue is going to be somebody this coming week that gets some playing time finally? So we could finally see Jaden Blue's debut. But yeah, just monitor Miles Sanders' ankle injury. And then the big one, wide receiver Malik Nabers. Out for the year, torn ACL confirmed today. He will be done for the season, unfortunately. So that means a lot more Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson. Could Jalen Hyatt make a return here? I know they've been using Bo Collins a little bit here and there as well. But I think Darius Slayton is going to be the main contributor here who benefits. Next guy up is going to be Cedric Tillman. So with Cedric Tillman, hamstring injury, he's going to miss a few weeks. I would probably expect like a month that Cedric Tillman will be out. Sounds like it was, you know, fairly significant injury for Tillman to miss a month here. So expect Tillman to be out here for a little bit. You're going to be without him on the Cleveland Browns. Next guy up is Darnell Mooney. So with Darnell Mooney, he suffered a hamstring injury. They said it seems to be minor. He could play this week. So that's just something you're going to have to monitor throughout the week, his practice status and all that. I would probably guess he misses a week, but you never know. But they are on a bye this week. So, you know, we'll see how he comes out of the bye. Another guy that's on bye again this week, Calvin Austin. He suffered a shoulder injury late in the fourth quarter, did not return. So we'll have to monitor Calvin Austin's health as well. Next guy up is going to be Josh Palmer. So Josh Palmer, he got banged up a little bit. He was in and out of the game. We just got to monitor Josh Palmer's status to see if he's going to be able to play this week or not. I believe they play on Sunday evening against the Patriots. So a pretty big game for them. Next guy up is going to be Ricky Pearsall. So he suffered a minor PCL strain. This is a short week. They do play on Thursday. I'm banking on Ricky Pearsall missing this week. So I would expect to be without Pearsall this week, so we might have to find some other 49ers wide receivers to start. All right, let's get into our redraft quarterbacks for this week. So my first one up here is going to be Carson Wentz versus the Cleveland Browns. The way to beat Cleveland is through the passing game, and I think Carson Wentz coming off of pretty significant game here. Didn't look pretty at times, but he brought them back 350 plus yards. I think that's going to probably be the way to beat Cleveland again this week. So it's another London game this week. We'll see what Carson Wentz can do against the Cleveland Browns. Next guy up is going to be Daniel Jones against the Raiders. I think Daniel Jones could have some success here against the Raiders this week, so I think that's a good one for you if you need a quarterback this week with some of these buys. Next guy up is going to be Jackson Dart against the Saints. First game on the road here. It is against the Saints, so I'm going to give Jackson Dart a little bit of, thinking he can get it done here against the Saints. I think he's going to be an option for us this week. So Jackson Dart, I really like him. I like him for the rest of the season, even without Neighbors. I think with his rushing ability, I think Jackson Dart's going to be a really good fantasy quarterback for us. So if he's out there, I'm definitely picking him up and I'm going to stash him. Next guy up is Sam Darnold against Tampa Bay. I think if you need a quarterback this week, I don't think Sam Darnold's a terrible choice. I think he's been playing really well this year, and I think going against Tampa Bay, man, can't do much worse than that. So give me Sam Darnold this week against Tampa Bay. Next guy up is going to be Cooper Rush for Dynasty quarterback. So if Lamar Jackson is going to miss some time, Cooper Rush is going to be the guy who steps in. So if Cooper Rush is available and you own Lamar Jackson, you're going to want to get him. Next guy up is going to be Dylan Gabriel. So Joe Flacco, his time is probably coming to an end sooner rather than later here with the Browns, the way the season is kind of unfolding for them. Gabriel did come in at the end of the game just to play mop-up duty, basically. But they're going to start Dylan Gabriel here at some point. Now let's go over to redraft running backs. So the first one up on my list was Tajay Spears. The four-week stint off the IR is up. Sounds like he will be activated this week. Don't know if he's going to play, but if Tajay Spears is out there and you're missing some running backs, we've had quite a bit of running back injuries this year so far, Tajay Spears could be somebody that you could pick up. Next guy up is going to be Kenny Gainwell. So 41 snaps Gainwell played, 77% of the snaps. He ran 18 routes, 6 targets, 6 catches for 35 yards, 19 carries for 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. So Gainwell on bye this week, so you're not going to be able to play him this week. But if he's out there, man, he just keeps playing well, even with Jalen Warren. And if Jalen Warren suffers a bigger knee injury here, Kenny Gainwell looks like he's going to be the guy here. So definitely worth a pickup for me. Next guy up is going to be Kendre Miller. So Kendre Miller, he played 21 snaps this week, which was 31% of the snaps, 6 routes. He was not targeted, but he had 11 carries for 65 yards and 1 touchdown. And probably the best Kendre Miller has looked in his NFL career so far, to be honest with you. So if Kendre Miller happens to be out there, I think he could be worth a pickup. Next guy up is probably the guy that I would blow my entire fab budget on, and that is Woody Marks for the Houston Texans. So 40 snaps, 56%, led the Texans backfield there. 16 routes, he was targeted 5 times, caught 4 of them for 50 yards and 1 touchdown, and he had 17 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown as well. I believe he is the new lead running back here in Houston. We had some news on Joe Mixon from D'Amico Ryan today that he's not ready to come back anytime soon. So it is going to be the Woody Mark show, in my opinion, here in Houston. And if he is available on your waiver wire, you got to do what you got to do to get him. Next guy up is going to be Breshard Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs. So he's probably not available in most dynasty leagues, so I wanted to throw him in the redraft spot. But, Hunt and Pacheco are, they're okay, but they haven't done anything. And Breshard Smith is slowly starting to get more snaps and more snaps. 19 snaps this week, which was 26%. He ran 10 routes, was targeted 4 times, 3 catches for 27 yards, and he had 4 carries for 9 yards. So if Breshard Smith happens to be out there, I think he's worth a pickup for you this week. dynasty running backs this week. So first one up is Michael Carter of the Arizona Cardinals. He was signed to their practice squad. They elevated him this past week, and they're going to keep him on the roster now. So if Michael Carter is available, that would be somebody in my deeper dynasty leagues I would pick up. Next guy up is going to be Xavier Scott, the backup running back for the Vikings right now. He played 29 snaps, which was 38%. He ran 23 routes. He was targeted 8 times, 6 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. Only had 2 carries for 1 yard, but he caught a touchdown that was kind of on not a broken play, but a long developing play, and Xavier Scott got the ball there at the end. But Xavier Scott definitely worth picking up, especially in those deep best ball leagues, because I bet you he may have snuck into your lineup if you had him. Next guy up is going to be Emmanuel Wilson. So Emmanuel Wilson for the Packers has taken over that backup role again. 25 snaps, 30%, 14 routes. He had 3 targets, 3 catches for 37 yards, and he had 8 carries for 44 yards, and has put Chris Brooks way behind him again. So Emmanuel Wilson is the RB2 now for the Green Bay Packers. All right, let's get to redraft wide receivers. So my top one is obviously Darius Slayton, with Malik Nabers going out for the year. I think Darius Slayton is going to be our main outside receiver that we're going to want here on the New York Giants now. So Darius Slayton definitely worth a pickup this week. Next guy up is Isaiah Bond. So with the Cedric Tillman news, Isaiah Bond played quite a bit. 37 snaps, which was 55%. 27 routes, 6 targets, 3 catches for 58 yards. So Isaiah Bond definitely worth a redraft pickup now, in my opinion. Next guy up is Parker Washington. He led the team in snaps at the receiver spot, 58, which was 85%. He ran 29 routes, had only 2 targets, didn't do anything with them. He had a return touchdown, I believe, as well. Again, Parker Washington, man, he just continues to make plays when he's out on the field, and I think he's going to be somebody that kind of sticks around here. Next guy up is DeMarcus Robinson. So with the injury to Pearsall this week, I think DeMarcus Robinson, for coming off the suspension and playing, 25 snaps, which was 38%, 13 routes, 2 targets. He caught 1 for 20. I think these numbers are going to only get better here for DeMarcus Robinson. So DeMarcus Robinson in a redraft setting, I think, could be somebody useful for you. Next guy up is going to be Jalen Tolbert. So Tolbert, 56 snaps without CeeDee Lamb, 81% of the snaps. He ran 34 routes, 6 targets, 4 catches for 61 yards. So yes, Jalen Tolbert is going to be somebody you want to pick up this week if you need a wide receiver. Next guy up here, we're going to go to the dynasty wide receiver. So Chris Moore for the Washington Commanders. We had McLaurin miss. We had Noah Brown miss. So that meant Chris Moore got a bunch of snaps, and he was second on the team in snaps. 40 snaps, 70% of the snaps, 27 routes. He had 3 targets, didn't do anything with them. But in, hey, a best ball league, this is the kind of guy that you just want to add. And if he catches some balls here, he might end up being in your best ball lineup. So that's somebody that you're going to want. Next guy up here is going to be Casey Washington. So with Casey Washington, Darnell Mooney missed, 34 snaps, 52%, 17 routes, 3 targets, only caught it for 1 for 19 yards. They are on a bye this week, but Casey Washington, if you remember from the week 1 episode, he played a ton during that week too. So if Casey Washington looks like he's going to be somebody that's going to play quite a bit here for the Falcons this year. Next guy up is going to be Xavier Hutchinson. So Xavier Hutchinson, 48 snaps, 68% of the routes for the Texans, 23 routes, 3 targets, and 2 catches for 17 yards. So Xavier Hutchinson continues to dominate the snaps over Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll and those guys. So yes, Xavier Hutchinson is going to be somebody that you want to look at. Next guy up here is going to be Bryson Tremaine, who I had on this show last week. David Moore suffered an injury very early on, was carted off. So Bryson Tremaine is going to be somebody you want to look at. 56 snaps, 81% of the snaps, 34 routes, 4 targets, 3 catches for 36 yards. So Bryson Tremaine played quite a bit, and I think he's going to continue to play quite a bit. You know, Xavier Leggett should come back here at some point too, but I think Bryson Tremaine is earning a role on this team. Next guy up is going to be Jordan Whittington. So 60 snaps, which was 80% of the snaps, 31 routes. He only was targeted once, one catch for 7 yards. But this Rams team has used these wide receivers, you know, in the past. And if there's some injuries there or whatever that happen, like Whittington steps into a big role. So yeah, Jordan Whittington, if he happens to be available, somebody I'm easily picking up. Next guy up here is going to be Aronde Gadsden. So 30 snaps, which has led the tight ends in snaps for the Chargers, 48%, 22 routes, which dominated the routes there, 3 targets, 2 catches for 16 yards. I think Gadsden is kind of be a guy here to stay as well. Next guy up is going to be Theo Johnson. So Theo Johnson, 53 snaps, 70% of the snaps, 19 routes, 3 catches for 17 yards and a touchdown. And look, without neighbors, somebody's going to have to step up here. And I think Theo Johnson is going to be somebody that we want to look at as well. So I think Theo Johnson could be somebody to pick up this week. Next is Isaiah Likely. He is back. So you want to check your waiver wire to see if he did get dropped at some point, and you know he's available now. He played 25 snaps and he ran 20 routes on his first day back. Didn't get targeted at all, but you know Isaiah Likely is going to start getting some work here as he ramps up. So Isaiah Likely, if he's available, I would pick him up. Next guy is Darnell Washington, who led the Steelers in snaps at tight end over Janu, over Pat Freiermuth. He actually, if you combine Janu and Freiermuth, he played over both of them, which was crazy to me. But 48 snaps, 91% of the snaps. He ran only 16 routes, though. 3 targets, 3 catches for 20 yards. So maybe Darnell Washington in a dynasty league could be somebody worth picking up. Next guy is Jackson Hawes, who led the Bills in tight end snaps, 31 snaps, 53% of the snaps, 6 routes, 1 target, 1 catch for 15 yards. Look, he's an elite blocker. I would compare him maybe to a better version of Drew Sample. But if he continues to play this much, like he's going to make Dawson Knox almost irrelevant, and they're just going to play Kincaid and Hawes. And, you know, Hawes could be somebody that's worth picking up in these leagues. So Jackson Hawes, if he's available, go ahead and pick him up. And then last tight end I have here, or actually 2 more tight ends, Tommy Tremble, 52 snaps, 75%, 27 routes run, 8 targets, 5 catches for 42 yards and a touchdown. That's what Jatavion Sanders missing this week. But Tommy Tremble is leading the tight ends. If he's available, that's somebody you want to pick up. And then last is the other Carolina tight end who had a really good game, Mitchell Evans, 37 snaps, which was 54%, 19 routes, 3 targets, caught 3 of them for 23 yards and a touchdown himself. So yes, both of these Panthers tight ends in a dynasty league, deep dynasty league, are definitely worth checking out. And then our favorite segment, what the fuck are we doing here, man, segment. I got nothing for you guys this week. Honestly, I think everything was pretty well run from everything that I saw from the stat numbers and everything this week. So there wasn't anything that was too egregious. I think some of the injuries helped with that. But yeah, man, we got bye weeks here. Like I said, Atlanta, Chicago, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, all those guys are on bye this week. So you're going to be missing some key players here for our fantasy team. So this is the time to start grinding, start hitting those waiver wires and making sure you have the best team to start week to week here as we go through these bye weeks. But appreciate everybody listening. Make sure you guys like us here on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, podcast feed. Make sure you give us a 5-star review. That would really appreciate it if you guys did that. I'm at Eric Vanek NFL on X. Make sure you guys follow me there. I'll be back in a couple days here with the America's Game podcast this week as well. And appreciate everybody that taps in. Let me know in the comments below on YouTube, who do you want to pick up this week? Are you going to blow your whole fab on Woody Marks? Or do you think it's worth not spending it all on Woody Marks? I'd love to hear your guys' comments. So we'll check back in next week with you guys here on South Harmon, and we'll see you next week.